Greece says it may turn to China, Russia, or the U.S. if it can't reach a new deal to pay off its debt from a $270 billion bailout. The new Greek government says the terms of the bailout are too severe, and it doesn't want to pay back all that money. Greek officials will try to make that case again at a meeting of Eurozone finance ministers tomorrow. Whenever the subject of the Greek bailout comes up, we hear about the Troika. But what does that mean? The BBC's Europe correspondent Chris Morris explains.
This, believe it or not, is the Troika. Hey! A Russian folk dance based on the idea that three horses pull the same carriage. Metaphors are plenty, of course, but for our purposes, the Troika is three institutions. The European Commission, led by Jean-Claude Juncker.
We need to send a message to the people of Europe and to the rest of the world. Europe is back in business.
The European Central Bank, led by Mario Draghi.
The ECB is ready to do whatever it takes to preserve the euro. And believe me, it will be enough.
And the IMF, led by Christine Lagarde.
The programs have to be implemented. I keep repeating myself, it's implementation, implementation, implementation. There are no alternative options.
But after Syriza's election victory in Greece, well, an alternative is exactly what voters have demanded. And they really, really, really don't like the Troika. The Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis says it's time for change.
What we are not prepared to do is we're not prepared to carry on pretending and extending, trying to enforce an unenforceable program for 5 years now, refusing to produce any tangible benefit.
Here in Brussels, there is some willingness to tinker with what the Troika does. But as Pierre Moscovici, the EU's Economic Affairs Commissioner, emphasises, only up to a point.
We agree there should be some changes to the way the Troika works. But at the same time, these three institutions must be involved in negotiations. They are perfectly legitimate partners for the Greek government. We will have to find some way of working together in the future. The most important thing is to come up with concrete solutions.
In the coffee bars around Commission headquarters, there is plenty of head-scratching about what's gone wrong and what's gone right in the response to the crisis. But there's no such thing as a blank cheque. Jackie Davis is a senior advisor at the European Policy Centre.
They would say, look, it's very simple. If a country wants help from other EU countries, then we need to know what's really going on in their economy. To do that, you need to delve into the books. You need to make sure if a country says, oh, yes, we're doing everything you told us to, that they actually are. So they have no option. But I think they still don't really understand what impact that has when they fly in with their grey suits and their briefcases. That's how it's perceived on national television. The Troika arrives.
But there are dissenting voices that go much further. The economist Philippe Legrand advised the former Commission President José Manuel Barroso on the Eurozone crisis for several years. And he now describes the Troika as a bad idea, badly managed.
Well, I think, you know, the Troika is just the mechanism. The real problem is the principle, which is that European democracies cannot be run as quasi-colonies by unaccountable so-called technocrats taking deeply political decisions without taking into account the interests of the Greek people and very often making terrible mistakes.
Among them, critics argue, is the whole idea of an independent, unelected central bank being intimately involved in the way national economies are run. But that's exactly what Germany wants, because it doesn't trust the Commission and others to do its strict fiscal bidding. So it wasn't surprising last week that a meeting of polar opposites, the German and Greek finance ministers, ended like this. Wolfgang Schäuble.
We agreed to disagree.
And Yanis Varoufakis.
We didn't even agree to disagree from where I'm standing.
A passing vignette, but an illustration of how difficult it will be to reach an agreement on the future of the Troika and bailouts and the role enforced austerity should play in the Eurozone. The Greek government shows no sign of softening its demand for wholesale change, while Germany and others show no sign of giving them an inch. Another critical week looms.
The BBC's Europe correspondent, Chris Morris.